That was DJ Andreas. And now from farmer to farmer, Bill Wenzel.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really happy to be out here tonight. I'm here for about the same reason that you are, that we're waiting for the string cheese incident to come on stage. And actually, I have the dubious honor to just precede them. So I'm going to make my remarks short, go have a couple of beers, and join you guys in the crowd. But one thing I do want to mention is how important the work is and folks like you coming together and supporting campaigns like that are going on in Humboldt County and three or four other counties in California. You are among groups that are doing this at the grassroots from throughout this country, with farmers in the Northern Plains and farmers and consumers and environmentalists in Vermont and Northeast all coming together to say, we are just not going to have this happen in our communities anymore. We're going to save family farmers, we're going to protect the environment, and we're going to make sure that our food system is good for all people. And the way we do that is to make sure that GMOs do not invade our communities and our farms. The farmers that I work with really appreciate your inviting me here, and it's really an honor for me to come out and see so many people that care about an issue. They're willing to talk about this, debate it in their community, and then make sure that they're victorious in November. And we're here to do anything we can to support you guys and your efforts to make sure that victory happens in November. We've had a lot of successes over the course of the last year. The farmers of the Northern Plains organized together with Canadian farmers and push Monsanto to the point where they had to withdraw their petition to commercialize GE wheat. That's a huge victory. Farmers, consumers, and environmentalists that came together in Vermont and passed the first state legislation that would basically require the companies to certify and label their seed and take some kind of responsibility for contamination of family farms in rural communities. And most important, I think, is some of the work that's begun here in Mendocino County and watching it build here in California. I think one of the things that's very important to note is that folks like us come in from all across the United States to support this kind of work. We're here to make sure that you folks that are working on the ground, that are involved and passionate in this issue, get the kind of support from the farmers that you guys need in order to win in November. So I thank you for all the work you're doing. Farmer to Farmer is here to help you talk about how...
So that was just a tease, right? You don't get to listen to any good music. Just kidding. So I want to ask you a couple questions before you listen to good music, and that is, how much of you like to eat really good food? And how many of you would prefer that it not be messed with and altered and frankenfried? And how many of you would like to have a picture of the world where our children and their children and their children can eat bountiful, healthy, luscious food from the earth that takes care of their bodies and the planet? Wonderful. Well, just in case some of you didn't know, that's why we're here tonight. We're here to listen to really good music and have a good time, but thank you all for coming out to support the campaign to ban genetically modified organisms from this county. It's important. And the neat thing is that what happens in California sets a precedent that affects the entire country. So you are a part of helping set a precedent that's going to help change our country and our world. And that's important. So, the anti-GMO table is at the very back towards the back gate, and I want to make sure that at some point in the middle of having all the fun that each and every one of you go by there and stop by, get informed. How many of you are from out of the area? A lot of you. I had a feeling. Well, just so that you know, there's ways for you to help too, because as this is something that's going to affect the country, this is something that's going to affect our world, there's ways for you to get involved. So please go by that table. And for those of you who are here, obviously it's going to affect here first. So please go by, make sure to go by the table, get informed, and see how each and every one of you can help. And with that, I have the great joy of introducing some wonderful guys. And I got to hear about them when I was living 180 feet up in an over 1,000-year-old redwood tree named Luna. And I heard about these talented, wonderful musicians who were being really amazing and using the spotlight and attention that came to them and letting their audience know about what was happening to the forest here and help spread that word outside of Humboldt County. And that meant a lot to me. And now they're here tonight to help support the ban on GMOs. These are people who believe in putting their actions where their beliefs are, and that's a model for all of us. Have a great time.